This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bianculli. Today on Amazon Prime Video, the streaming service presents a 10-part drama series starring Julia Roberts. It's called Homecoming. It's a mystery thriller told in present and future timelines. It's directed by the creator of the cult TV show Mr. Robot. And it's based on a scripted podcast. All of which, to me, is fascinating. Homecoming began 2 years ago as an audio drama, a multi-part podcast produced by Gimlet Media and created by Eli Horowitz and Micah Bloomberg. It was about a caseworker named Heidi Bergman, who was conducting a number of therapy sessions with Walter Cruz, a soldier returning from Afghanistan. For the podcast, Heidi was played by Catherine Keener and Walter by Oscar Isaac, two very good actors who gave very strong performances.
Today's April 10th, 2017, at 9:03 a.m., speaking with Homecoming client Walter Cruz. This is week one, session one. I'm Heidi Bergman, EID 101078. We're in my office at the facility. Great. Okay, Walter Cruz.
Homecoming starts out like a military-themed version of the HBO series In Treatment. One patient, one therapist, and a lot of back-and-forth, slowly revealing dialogue. But very quickly, it turns into something else. A conspiracy drama overdosed with suspicion and paranoia, where almost nothing can be taken for granted. The therapy sessions take place in the present, but there's also a timeline set a few years in the future, when a Department of Defense investigator is looking into Heidi's role at the Homecoming medical facility and finding many more questions than answers. This is why Sam Esmail got interested in adapting this podcast for television. As the creator of Mr. Robot, paranoia and shifting realities and untrustworthy narrators are his specialties. He's cast Julia Roberts in her first major TV series lead as Heidi and Stephen James as Heidi's patient, Walter Cruz. Esmail ups the general sense of insecurity by using a music score with intentional echoes of several skittish, nervous movies from the 70s, Clute, The Parallax View, All the President's Men. And for TV, Esmail differentiates the two timelines, the therapy sessions and the investigation, by a very simple but clever method. They're presented in different screen ratios. The flashback sequences are shown in widescreen, and the investigative sequences, in which Shea Whigham from HBO's Boardwalk Empire plays the persistent government agent, are shown in a centered, easily differentiated square frame. The agent finds Heidi, years after her time at Homecoming, working as a waitress in a Florida diner, and very confused by his questions about her previous job.
What were your duties there?
I was a counselor, I told you.
And what did that involve?
I worked with soldiers, their mental health. Honestly, I don't remember much about it, okay? It wasn't a good fit for me. Are we done?
Miss Bergman, I'm simply trying to get some basic information about the program. It's not my intention to agitate.
I am not agitated.
Can you tell me if your clients were there on a voluntary basis or?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Do you have a badge? Do you have some kind of identification?
I have a business card.
Other major contributors to the Amazon TV version of Homecoming include Bobby Cannavale, playing Heidi's boss at the mysterious company, Sissy Spacek as her mom, and Jeremy Allen White from Showtime's Shameless as Schreier, a member of Walter's company also undergoing therapy at the Florida facility. At lunch with Walter, Schreier confides that he questions everything about this place called Homecoming, even that it's located in Florida. Walter, on the other hand, believes what he's told and what he sees, at least at first.
There's palm trees in Florida.
Yeah, there's palm trees in Florida. There's also palm trees in California and Cuba and probably out in the Philippines, right? Lebanon.
What are you trying to say, man?
Nothing. I'm just saying, all right, I'm pointing out that the only reason we think we're in Florida is because that's what they told us, right? I mean, that's the only reason we have to believe that.
If we're not in Florida, where are we?
I don't know, right? That's my whole point. See, why would they hide that from us?
Or they're not hiding it. You're wrong, and we are in Florida.
Oh, because I'm usually wrong? And when I feel like a situation could potentially be
No, you're not.
Because it never lied to us before?
On TV, as in the podcast, the mysteries and conspiracies escalate episode by episode. Most of the installments are 30 minutes or less, which is unusual for a drama, so Homecoming moves at a crisp pace, even when so many of its scenes are two people talking. And the more Heidi's two worlds collide, the better Julia Roberts is at reflecting that confusion. I binged all 10 episodes of Amazon's Homecoming and was pulled in all the way. And I have to say, I enjoyed the artistic way Esmail, who directs every episode, adapts the audio podcast for a visual medium. It reminds me of the earliest days of television, when people working in that brand new medium took existing radio dramas and comedies and either recast or redesigned them while making them more visual. In both cases, it starts with words on the page and depends on the people directing and starring in it. Homecoming delivers on all counts. On Monday's show, we talk with religion scholar Elaine Pagels about her new book, Why Religion? A Personal Story. It combines memoir and biblical scholarship and reflects on how she turned to ancient Jewish and Christian texts and the meditation she was taught by Trappist monks after the deaths of her young son and her husband 30 years ago. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancula.